America the Grateful. In my America, there would be no tweeting presidents. That would be left up to the birds. There would be fact-checking of all media presentations, so skewed and erroneous information could not lead people astray. In my America, there would be mandatory transparency of those in public office, not withholding of tax returns for bankrupt billionaires. There would be no caging of children, no scapegoating of people of color. In my America, all men are created equal would not be a rhetorical phrase from the Declaration of Independence. People would be treated that way. The president would be an intelligent person, in charge, respectful, and courteous towards friends and foes, with the best interests of the United States in mind, while being deferential towards the concerns of others. In my America, one would speak softly with intelligent forethought, rather than being a belligerent bully, blaming those who beg to differ. Decorum and etiquette of our leaders would be expected in order to set an example and precedent others could follow. Scientific realities would trump personal conjecture. In my America, unification and homogenization would prevail over divisive backbiting and empowerment of heinous factions. Our natural resources would be preserved for posterity. Our wild lands would be protected. Clean air and water legislation would be cherished and upheld. In my America, great would not mean hate. Better would not mean bitter. Toughly would not mean a lack of sympathy. Strongly would mean heartfelt rather than below the belt.